If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. No major incidents, but watch for roadwork on I-135 in both directions near K-96. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
From Storm Team 12's, a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s, but later today, high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south, but we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing. After 1 o'clock, storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turnpike as we get a little bit beyond 7 o'clock, so most of your late evening plans should be okay, but temperatures will be falling into the low 40s tonight, looking at much cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend, high of 63 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Damn! Fernando Mendoza skipping the draft. Boy, I'd love to know what those conversations were like, or how long those conversations lasted between Mendoza representatives and the NFL, because we're getting really close to the draft. And you don't have the shiny object, the one shiny object there that you want, and that is Fernando Mendoza. I would say 95% are going to show up at the draft if they're the number one overall pick.
53% would go to the draft.
What?
Yes, 53% would go to the draft. That means, 47 would stay home.
I think my family would survive if I wasn't there to celebrate with them. I can bring them with me and they can sit in the green room. They're not going to have to wait long before my name is called.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I love listening to play-by-play games on KFH radio.
Dude, you got to hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, bed and weed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Let's do another contest here, TJ. You can win a free cup of tea from HTO right now. All you have to do is text the keyword tea to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. That'll get you a free cup of any tea. Try the all-new Sweet Paloma. And Wichita fans, East Wichita, West Wichita, getting into the East Side, West Side rivalry, each location will have their own themed new drink starting tomorrow with a really cool new sticker to go with them. The East Side, the West Side, check them out tomorrow. Stickers will only last a little while. Good luck in the contest, everybody. TJ, we come back. I assume we've got to hit some portal news here. Yes?
Portal news. We got some big ones. We got kind of big ones away from our locals, but still big ones all the same.
All right. So let's hit the transfer portal update.
Okay. This is one that I saved, which is a pretty stupid one. This one definitely could have been filed in headlines Jacob missed because it's kind of just silly, but it's got a local tie, so we're going to say it. Got Rockies it. Passmore. Remember him?
Yes.
Former Jayhawk. I believe he was a McDonald's All-American.
I think that's right.
Something like that. He was a big-time freshman coming in on that. First year of Dickinson, I believe he was on that team. Him and El Marco and Jamari were all in the same class. I might be wrong about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they were the same class.
But maybe he was a year after them. Anyways, Rockies Passmore went to Maryland. And he was the year after. Yeah, definitely. He was on the Diggy Coy team, I believe. Rockies Passmore, Maryland. Went into the portal. This report came out that he has entered the transfer portal. That's from Matt Zenitz 23 hours ago, basically. And then it was followed up by Travis Branham, who said, well, hold on. He tweeted that. Then Rockies Passmore himself tweeted, I am not in the portal. And then this report came out that says, Maryland guard Rockies Passmore from Travis Branham. Maryland guard Rockies Passmore is currently in the transfer portal, but does not intend to transfer. Fully intends to be a Maryland Terrapin next season.
Okay.
What?
I mean, it's what essentially what we got out of Florey Badunga. Look, this is the Will Howard situation. I'm going to go into the portal to put the pressure on. Are you guys going to pay me or not? And he's probably saying, it doesn't even have to be that much, but you got to pay me something, right? I think that it's you're holding out for a raise. You want to stay. They know you want to stay, but you're not going to stay for free. I don't have any problem with that. I think it's fine. Clearly, you want to stay. Maryland wants to keep him. Just give him something, you know? What are you going to do? Because what you got to remember, too, TJ, guys lose their jobs all the time.
It's true. It definitely feels like it's probably a situation to, you know, I don't know. Maybe he wants to make sure. Maybe it's a Paul Mbia situation, except he's actually in the portal. Speaking of Paul Mbia, did you see that report yesterday about him?
I did. You showed me.
His agent spoke with Henry Greenstein, a good KU beat reporter, and said that Paul is 100% all about the Jayhawks. We currently, though, are just trying to make sure he is fairly compensated and gets the best deal possible. And it's like,
what have a problem with that.
But like, if the player wants to be there, then why is he not just going there?
What that doesn't mean, though, and this is why you hire agents, or this is why your parents would hire an agent, just because he wants to be there doesn't mean KU gets him for nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's in a position of strength, right? They lost Tiller. They lost Badunga. He's the obvious guy. He likes it there. I assume they like him. But I'm not playing for free, guys, so just let's make something happen here. This is why if you were a parent of a kid like that, you'd want an agent in the room. Like, would you go get him some money, please? Like, why else are we hiring you? Why else are you here? Why else are we paying you?
I wonder. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is.
It's the Will Howard situation, right? Like, Will Howard's bitter now because K-State didn't pay him, and they paid Avery Johnson. So what's Mbia supposed to do? Return for nothing while they go sign somebody out of the portal for $2 million? No, that's not fair to him either. I agree. A problem with it.
I agree. He needs to be paid, but I wonder what the numbers are that are being thrown around. Because, like, as you read that, my mind immediately goes to, like, it's a Flory situation where it's like his agents are trying to put the screws to KU. But it could also be to give them the credit. Maybe it is
something.
Imagine
he was highly compensated last year. I think this year, when you look at the market and you look at the rankings, and we've had this discussion before. Rock, that's who K-State just signed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're telling me I can have Rock or Paul Mbia, I think I'm taking Mbia. If you're telling me I could have, I'm trying to look at this list of guys we actually know. I mean, Mustafa Thom. You taking Mustafa Thom over Paul Mbia?
I mean,
probably. Which one would you take? They're both Thom's going into his junior year, and Bia's going into his sophomore year. Thom was 12-8 last year. About 13-7, I should say.
Yeah, I would say I'd probably take Thom, honestly.
I don't think I would. I think I'd take Mbia.
Mbia still feels like a raw prospect. I think in 2 years, though, if Mbia continues going up, he's going to be awesome.
Hang tight, because let me go back and look at what Thom did his freshman year.
Yeah.
He was 10 points and 6 rebounds.
Where did he even play?
He was at UCF. Again, probably a bigger opportunity. And Bia never has had the opportunity. We saw him start to get an opportunity late in the year. I liked what I saw. I thought he profiled as a Bill Self center, a lob crazy rim protector defensively. So, like, if you're in Bia and you're seeing what these other guys are going for, and I can guarantee if I'm in Mbia's camp, I'm like, listen, we're as good as Mustafa Thom. We're going to get an opportunity next year. Maybe we're not commanding that you pay us like a guy like him who's had a productive year or two, but we're every bit as good as he is. Let's do something here. I have no problem with that from his side. And from KU's side, make it happen, because I would take him over. Thom's probably the cutoff. It's Badunga, Jop, and then Thom. And then you're getting into a group of guys I for sure would not take over Paul Mbia.
All right, to the main headline here. Let's keep going.
What do you think Bonk? What did we find out his name Bonk. Was?
It's mispronouncing Bonk.
His name? What do you think Bonk's going to get paid?
I know.
Would you rather have him Bia or Bonk?
I'd rather have him Bia than Bonk.
So there you go.
Like, I agree.
Like, at some point, he's worth something, and he probably made very little last year. So for him to tell everybody, like, I want to be at KU, because he should want to be at KU, the opportunity is tremendous. But not for free.
Yeah.
In today's climate. There's no issue with it. KU's got to just figure out a way to pay him a little bit.
It's true. All right. To the main headline of the day yesterday, though. Bryson Tiller is going to Mizzou. And everybody's losing their minds about it.
I love it so much.
I think it's from an objective standpoint, if you've got KU, you know, as a KU fan, it sucks to see a KU player go to Mizzou.
It does. I love it.
But I think even as a KU fan, there's part of this, too, where it's like, man, by the end of his career at KU, you guys are bad mouthing Bryson Tiller. Like, if I'm Bryson Tiller, like, I don't even care. And everybody's like, money dry. Money means there's no loyalty anymore. I'm like, he probably would have left for free. He didn't like being there at the end of the year, it looked like. And KU didn't like him. Yeah.
And in the beginning of the year, Bill Self talked about him. I'll never forget the quote. He was like, we're talking about all these freshmen in the conference. And he was like, and I get why, but nobody's even talking about Bryson Tiller. Bryson Tiller's a freshman. He's going to be great. Yeah. Like, I love it. Y'all, if you listen to Dan Patrick after us, Jim Rome after that, they both say the same thing. They've always said it, and I always believe it. They just root for the best stories. Like, we root more than, because we're local. Like, I root for our local teams, but I still root for a story. It's why Dylan Edwards to KU is just like the best thing ever.
Exactly. And I think
Bryson Tiller to Mizzou is awesome because it creates this villain that's going to be so much fun.
I think even Dylan Edwards, back to that situation, everybody's talking about nobody cared. They're just going to chase the buck, and they paid him the most money. And it's like, man, if you're Dylan Edwards, who got ran out of town by K-State, like, absolutely sign me up. I want to play for their rivals. I want to go beat those guys. Yeah. Like, I think that part is awesome.
It is awesome.
That part's really cool. The other story here, of part of it here, Jacob, that people are losing their minds about is that, which, you know, maybe granted to lose their minds about this, but Flory Vadunga posted on his TikTok story. TikTok has stories, by the way.
Okay.
I don't, whatever. I'm not well-versed in the TikTok.
They're all the same.
I know.
They really are. Twitter's the only one that's different.
Yeah. Flory Vadunga posted I don't even know what this is. Some account made a TikTok basically calling Flory and Bryson Tiller snitches and rats. Because I don't understand that, but people are, you know, taking a dump on Flory and Bryson for leaving to go, you know, go get bags and go to the rival and all that stuff. And people are like being revisionist, and now they hate them. And not revisionist. I mean, I think that they loved him and now they hate him and they think it's a heel turn type of situation.
Makes it better.
Anyways, Flory Vadunga shared the TikTok and put on there and said, at least I ain't no rat at Bryson Tiller, like joking around about like, man, they hate us, don't they? And now KU fans are saying, like, you know how bad it sucks that Melvin Council loved KU and gave his heart to KU, and he was playing with two guys that now have just left for bags and for the rivals that are now joking about it and joking about, and it's like, listen, I think that both things can be true here. I think that they can love playing for KU and then just, you know.
Yes, I need to. I am like, again, put yourself, we think about this stuff like if we were, you know, 30-year-olds making these decisions. Put yourself in that spot. You're 18, 19, 20. Just think of yourself if you went to college and how much you did not comprehend consequence, but just absolutely did not care. Like, I'll eat fast food every day because I can. Don't care about, like, don't care. Where am I sleeping? I'll find a bed to, like, don't care. That's what we're, these are the guys making these kinds of decisions. And now they have social media. That's the one thing I didn't really have in college. Now they have social media to talk all that trash. I'm like, no. God, like I cannot.
The bigger conversation here, Jacob, is like, are they villains now? Are they embracing? Yes. Should KU fans consider these two villains?
100% yes. Absolutely. Yes. Colby Rogers going to Memphis should have made him a villain to Shocker fans. Yeah, that's not a knock or anything against any of those players. But as a fan, it makes it better. It makes the experience better to have villains. So if you're just going to be, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. if it's just sitting there staring at you. Bryson Tiller just went to Mizzou. Well, yes, he should be a villain. That in every way, not anything against him, but it, we were just gifted a story that if they played each other, will make that much more enjoyable an experience to spend a couple hours with. Mm-hmm. Of course you should lean into
this,
that.
This to me, like, and I don't know, I said this yesterday to you, I was texting you, is that there's a difference between Bryson Tiller going to Mizzou, like, that to me is like, oh boy, like you're going to poke that bear. Like that's bold of you, Bryson Tiller. What if KJ Adams did it his senior year? Then it's like, all right, the transfer portal sucks. This is stupid.
No, I mean, it is what it is. He's choosing to be a villain. Kevin McCullough transferred from Texas Tech to Kansas. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, I think the people, I think that there's an argument to be had about like people, because this started like this last year, people made a really big deal that there was a football player that transferred from like OU to Texas or Texas to OU or one way or another. And everybody lost their minds. Like, what is loyalty? There's no loyalty anymore. And I'm like, man, if you're transferring, that means you don't want to be there. Like, this is not, it's one thing. I'll say this. It's one thing if Dennis Gates was like making calls and poached Bryson Tiller from KU, then that's one thing. If you're transferring and in the transfer portal, you don't want to be there anyways.
Just I don't go know where you want to go. And I think sometimes TJ it can be even simpler. Let's take Texas OU for an example. You were probably heavily recruited by both of those coaching staffs at one point. You have a relationship with them.
Bryson Tiller did.
It could be not even personal, but like, I just really like those coaches over there. But that doesn't mean, though, that the fans shouldn't lean in and take every ounce of offense to it. They should.
This is my point, is that Bryson Tiller wasn't coming back to KU. Right. Like, I don't think that people should be heartbroken about, like, he was going to go somewhere. This is the best case scenario.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's so much more fun. All right, we'll come back. We got just a little more Sports Daily for you. Stick around.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Everything you knew about reaching customers online is being rewritten. Time to rethink your approach. Outcomes from Viant finds real customers. Not impressions, not clicks, customers. Our AI maximizes every dollar of your budget against the outcomes that matter most and proves it happened. It's smarter advertising made simple. Visit Viant.ai.
Breaking news for your home, Wayday. Wayfair's big sale is almost here, and you can score the best deals in home, like up to 80% off everything home. Yes, you heard that right. 80% off with free shipping on everything. Plus surprise flash deals all way day long. We're talking outdoor furniture and essentials, rugs and more. All at Wayfair. And all up to 80% off during Wayday. Shop Wayfair's Wayday from April 25th through 27th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In digital advertising, everyone talks about clicks. But clicks don't pay the bills. Sales do. Outcomes from Viant is a new way to advertise that prioritizes your bottom line. Our AI-driven technology looks past the noise to find the customers most likely to buy your product. It's smarter, faster, and designed for real-world results. It's smarter advertising made simple. Visit Viant.ai.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-894-7722. That's 800-894-7722. Again, 800-894-7722.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM using bonus code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and you could receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet, take advantage of offers found nowhere, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the year. Sign up with bonus code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and you could receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Gambling problem?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.